You are listening to Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. Real Bible Answers is brought to you by the Life Heritage Radio Network and features international evangelist and Bible teacher, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
I'm glad you tuned in again to Real Bible Answers. The question today comes from Lenny. He asks, "Dear Dr. Burton, in Matthew 19:16, a man comes to Jesus and asks, 'What good things must I do to have eternal life?' Now Jesus responded by telling him to keep the commandments. Implicit in Jesus' response is a suggestion that certain things had to be done in order for the man to be saved. Is Jesus teaching the gospel of works?" Wow, Lenny, you ask a very, very interesting question. In fact, a very important question, because we do know, particularly those of us who profess to be Protestants, we've been taught that it's all about grace and works have absolutely nothing to do with salvation. But, you know, as I look at the teachings of Jesus, in fact, the teachings of the New Testament, it seems that good works are a non-negotiable prerequisite to eschatological reward. Let me say that again. Good works are a non-negotiable prerequisite for those who want to live in God's kingdom. You can't escape the emphasis on works in Jesus' teachings. In fact, when we look at the Sermon on the Mount, he even declares that one's righteousness should exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees. However, having said this, I don't believe that his teaching on the requirements of his followers properly fall under the category of gospel. As I understand the term, the gospel or the good news is about Jesus' role as universal Messiah or universal King, the one who defeats the forces of sin and death and ushers in the indestructible government of God, his kingdom. So the gospel then, the good news, is about what Jesus has done for humanity. However, not every person wants to be a part of this kingdom and choose rather to pledge their allegiance to Satan's constitution. These are those who reject the gospel, those who Paul talks about in Romans chapter 1, who grieve God's spirit through their attitude. On the other hand, those who accept God's spirit allow him to control their thoughts, behavior, and their attitudes and choose to live their lives according to the immutable constitution of the government of God. So how are the faithful manifest? Well, they're manifest through their deeds. Indeed, it was Jesus himself who said that people are known by the fruit they produce. So to put it succinctly, good works inspired by the Spirit are a response to the gospel of what God has done through his Son. I hope this helps.
I trust you were blessed by this edition of Real Bible Answers. To listen to other programs or to view some of the other services of Life Heritage Ministries, visit us on the web at www.lifeheritage.org. Feel free to email your questions to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. If you wish to give a donation, you may do so on our webpage, or you can send it by check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, Post Office Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.